the Gospels according to love. Audio, Matthew chapter 14, Peter walks on the water. During this time, Herod the king heard of the fame of Jesus and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has arisen from the dead. Therefore, mighty works do show forth themselves in him." Herod had laid hold on John, bound him, and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. John the Baptist had charged Herod, "It's not lawful for you to have her," and Herod would have him put to death. But he feared the multitude because they considered John a prophet. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced before them. She pleased Herod, so he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. She was beforehand instructed of her mother to say, "Give me here John the Baptist's head in a charger." The king became sorrowful nevertheless for the oath's sake and the people that sat with him at dinner. He commanded it be given to her. Herod sent a guard to behead John the Baptist in prison and bring his head in a charger and give it to the damsel. She then brought it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard it, he departed there by ship into a desert place apart from the others. But then, when the people heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. Jesus went forth, and seeing great multitude, became moved with compassion towards them. So he healed their sick. In the evening, Jesus' disciples came, saying, "This is a desert place. The time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." Jesus said to them, "They need not depart. You give to them meat." They answered him, "We have but 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus said, "Bring them to me." He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. Then taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus looked up to heaven, blessed, and broke the bread. Then he gave the loaves to his disciples to give the multitudes. They did all eat to their fill, and when the fragments were taken up, there remained 12 baskets full. Those who had eaten numbered about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Jesus charged his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. After he had sent the multitude away, Jesus went up into a mountain apart to pray. The evening came and Jesus was there alone. The ship in the midst of the sea tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary to them. In the fourth watch, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they became troubled. "It is a spirit," they cried out in fear. Jesus spoke to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." Peter answered and said, "Lord, bid me come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." Peter came down out of the ship and walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw a boisterous wind, he became afraid, and he began to sink. Peter cried, saying, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught Peter, saying to him, O you of little faith, why do you doubt? When they came into the ship, the wind ceased. Everyone in the ship came and worshiped Jesus, saying, O, of a truth you are the Son of Love. When they went over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. Those who had knowledge of Jesus sent forth out into all the country round about. The people brought to Jesus all that were deceased. They besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as he touched, they became made perfectly whole.